this evening service. You know, my wife and I prayed for this single mother on January 6th. She came to be prayed for after a doctor's appointment. And she has been diagnosed as one who is having critical depression. She told us she has been going through sleepless nights. She has to take sleeping pills to sleep. Panic attacks. And sometimes even dark spell, like darkness would come upon her. Blackout. And as we prayed with her, we gave her some scriptures that would relate to healing. We encourage her to meditate on those scriptures and to make a faith-filled decision that she will be healed by the stripes of Jesus. And that's what she did. And today, lo and behold, this morning, she sends a voicemail saying that the doctors were so overwhelmed and so surprised, especially those that who have been treating her, that her healing has been fantastic. And she herself testified that she's completely healed and no longer that she's going through sleepless night and so on and so forth. Now, this is what Isaiah 53 and verse 5 tells us. Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for iniquity. The punishment of our peace was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. What an awesome testimony. In line with the season that God is bringing us into, year 2022, a season of acceleration and a season of restoration. Is that wonderful? Come on, somebody say amen, please. I pray all those who are watching this evening online, if you are not well and you need a miracle, and if you need a breakthrough, you need to make a faith-filled breakthrough decision that I'm going to intentionally and vehemently trust God for my healing, and God will see you through. Praise God. You know, as I shared with you, I think it was probably 2 weeks ago and also the first week of the year, that there are four things that God would require us to dwell on as we enter into 2022 in the face of our prophetic new seasons, right? I said we're entering into a season of acceleration. Just in line with the testimony I just shared, we're entering into a season of restoration. We're entering into a season of restitution. We're entering into a season of rebuilding. Despite and in spite of all that this pandemic is doing to us, God is still on the throne. And He deserves your glory and your praise and thanksgiving. Above all, He deserves your trust. And these are the four things as we are ushered into this prophetic seasons. These are the four things. Number one, spend time in the presence of God. Spend time in the presence of God. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Number two, trust God like never before. Psalm 60 verse 11 and 12. And then expect a great harvest. John, the 4th chapter and verse 35. Number 4, lean on the Holy Spirit that He may impart to you His gifts, His anointing, that you may become one who is led by the Spirit of God, empowered by the Spirit of God. And today, I'm going to just pick up one of them. Spend time in the presence of God, or embrace the presence of God as we have entered into 2022. Could you please then turn with me for the next couple of minutes before I share the communion? Can you please turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17 to 21. Paul tells us, in order to be found in his will, we have to be filled. In order to be renewed in our speech, in order to be renewed in our spirit, in order to be renewed in our attitude, in order to be renewed in our service to one another, service at home with husband and wife and parents and children, we need to be filled, Paul tells us here. Now let's read. Well, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, Paul says this, do not be unwise, but understand what is the will of God. Right? How do we understand what is the will of God? David tells us in Psalms 40 and verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O God, because I've kept your word in my heart. Now let's know one thing. As God brings us into this season, this fourth season, you and I need to understand that God is a God of time and season. As in Daniel chapter 2, verse 20 to 22, God doesn't change, but he changes the time and season so that we can fulfill our prophetic destiny without any distraction or derailment. He goes on to say, in the next verse, he says, do not be drunk with wine in which there is dissipation. In which there's dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, but be filled in the Spirit. My friends, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is just one time. One time. And many of us who are watching this service online, you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. That's why you can pray in the Spirit, you can speak in tongues, and you can sing in the Spirit too. But the refilling, that word fill here, in this verse, in Greek it means pneumati, not pneumatic, pneumati. You know, P-N-E-U-M-A-T-I, which simply means to be continually filled. You know, season upon season, time upon time, period upon period, we are continually being filled with new wine, with fresh oil. Like David said in Psalms 91 and verse 10, David said this, Lord, you have exalted, 91 verse 10, you have exalted my horn, sorry, I think it's Psalms 92 and verse 11, okay, right? 92 and verse 10, sorry, 92 and verse 10. You have exalted my horn like a wild ox. You have given me authority and you have filled me with fresh oil. That's right. That's to be refilled. How many of you are spiritually tired? How many of you are spiritually lethargic? How many of you are spiritually, probably your heart, you've grown cold, and I suggest that you go for refilling. And the Holy Spirit, when we come and lean on him, he will begin to refill. And he goes on to say, after you are refilled, look at verse 19. Paul says here, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual song. The refilling brings your a renewed speech, a renewed sanctified speech. And then he goes on to say, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And refilling brings a renewed spirit. a renewed spirit, a fresh oil. Your spirit man is so renewed, revived, and redirected. And then he goes on to say in verse 20, giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this refilling in embracing the presence of God this evening, this refilling brings a renewed attitude. Renewed attitude. We're no longer people who will complain. We're no longer people who will be speaking negatively. We're no longer people who will gossip. We're no longer people who carry tales. We're no longer people who will stab people's bag. But we will be men and women who will have a beautiful spirit of thanksgiving. And that ushers the embracing of the presence of God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And then finally, in verse 21, Paul says here, submitting to one another. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. In other words, this brings renewed service to one another. Husband serving the wife and the wife serving the husband. Children serving the parents and the parents serving the children. And the church serving the community. Renewed service. Humbling ourselves and taking the towel of servanthood upon our shoulder. And wiping the tables of hurts and bitterness and rejection. And restoring people's life. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Critically at this time, isn't that wonderful? I entitled this short message, Embracing a Lifestyle of God's Presence. Embracing a lifestyle of God's presence. Psalm 16 and verse 11 says, You will show me the path of life in your presence, in your presence, in your presence, not in the circus, not in the stand-up comedy, not in the comedy books that you would read. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasure and favor evermore. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Hallelujah. If there is a purpose that I want to give to this message this evening, this is the purpose: to rise above this pandemic and this endemic. Rise above this new norm. Rise above this endemic. Rise above your anxiety, your fear, your uncertainty, your famine of finance, famine of opportunity. Arise, arise from your desperation. Arise from your frustration. Yes, that would be the purpose of this message. Enough is enough. The people of God are subjected to fear. Enough is enough. The people of God are subjected to anxiety, uncertainty, and worry. We need to make a stand. Remember, David said so intentionally in Psalms 91 and verse 10, if we dwell in the presence of God, if we dwell in His dwelling, no plague, no evil will come near us. Therefore, this is the credential of every child of God who has Jesus in the heart. This is our protection. So we don't need to be fearful. Don't hear them. Don't see them. Di sini, di sana. Jangan kamu jadi takut. Sebab Tuhan adalah menara yang tinggi dan kuat untuk kamu. Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus a glory. Hallelujah. That's right. That's why in embracing the presence of God, Isaiah says this in Isaiah 60 verse 1 to 3. Look how rich the scripture is. We need it for a time such as this. We don't need the scripture when everything else is fine. We need this for a time such as this. Isaiah 60 verses 1 through 3. It says here, arise. You need to arise from your fear. You need to arise from your anxiety. You need to arise from your worries. You need to arise from all that is pulling you down. arise and shine, for your light has come. And Jesus is the light. And it goes on to say, though darkness shall cover the earth. That's right. The pandemic has become the endemic. You know, friends, the darkness shall cover the earth. Deep darkness over the people. People hiding in their little places because of him. Barred. Look at that. I like the word barred. That's the difference. The church of God must make. Barred. The Lord will arise over you. And his glory, his greater presence, his embrace. God is embracing you with his presence. It says him, deep darkness shall cover the earth. Deep darkness shall cover the earth. Darkness shall cover the people. Deep darkness over the altar. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you, and his presence will be seen upon you. People will be amazed at how protected you are. How protected you are. Wisdom has its rightful place. But wisdom, when wisdom is used in fear, it's no longer wisdom. It is fear. It's fretting. It's panicking. It's anxiety. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Are you here with me, church? I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, please. And the Lord will arise over you. And the Gentiles, come on. The Gentiles who need the gospel desperately will come to your light. If you quench the light in your anxiety and fear and uncertainty and worry, where will you shine then? And the King will come to your brightness. Because you are people who are standing out. We are people who are standing out. We are a city on the hill that cannot be hidden. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And quickly, in the next couple of minutes, before I serve this communion, the question remains, how can I embrace a lifestyle of his presence? How can I? See, one of the things that God is asking us to do in order for this four seasons, the season of acceleration, the season of restoration, the season of restitution, and the season of rebuilding to actualize in our life is to spend time in his presence. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says what? For the Lord is a spirit. Where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom, liberty, freedom, liberty. Come on, deliverance, breakthrough. It's like a mighty rushing water that would go into your life and permeate in every facets of your life and set you free, be it physical, be it emotional, be it spiritual, and be it financial. God is bringing us a breakthrough. Kurata, shata, rata sata. And the Lord would say this, my glory is upon you. I have embraced you with my presence. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Now, what it means, friends, just two words. You know what it is, embracing the presence of God means? Now, there are many other ways, but one practical way, apart from speaking in tongues and praying in tongues, one powerful, dynamic, awesome breakthrough method is true worship. True worship. Not just worship, but true worship. Hallelujah. True worship. True worship is one of the dynamic ways to embrace the presence of God. Embrace the presence of God. Let me just define what true worship is. Is it the worship that we just saw it online? Is it the worship that takes place in concerts? Is it the worship that takes place in revival meetings? You know, friends, I'm going to share with you three scriptures. And all these three scriptures has one thing in common. This is my conclusion. one thing in common. Let's read. Beginning from Ephesians 5:19. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Not in the stage, not in the church, not in the cell group. Let's move on. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ, thank you. Those at the computer, we're just minimum right now, okay? Because most of them in the media team have got close contact with people outside event. And so they are close contact, so they have to quarantine. Now, Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Look at this. Singing. Menyanyi. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Making melody in your heart. Ephesians 5:19 says. James 5:13. Look at this. If anyone among you is suffering, let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Not hill songs, not songs that come from anywhere. Psalms. How does psalm take place? Psalm is the definition of your joy and gladness in your heart. That's the definition of Psalms. Oh God, you are so great. You have come through for me. I cried out to you, and I was standing at the end of my life, and I was in tears, and my heart overwhelmed, and you brought me out of the miry clay, brought me out from the horrible pit. That's a psalm that's birthed by the inspiration of your experience and intimacy with God, you and God alone. Come on, somebody say amen, please. You know, then what is true worship? My friends, true worship is a spontaneous song. A spontaneous song from your inside man, from your inner man, as you begin to worship God. Hallelujah. It may not have the lyrics, it may not have the beat, it may not have the music, but it has the voice of heaven that will come from inside of you. Inspiration of inspiration, the anointing of anointing, the unction of unction, the revelation of revelation, the revival of revival. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Isn't it wonderful? A spontaneous song that will come out of you. I'm sure every one of us have experienced this. I've heard my wife in the early hours of the morning sometimes humming. Like a bird, she'll be humming. And I know that's not the sound of a bird, but it's the sound of heaven that is connected to a heart. I'm sure you have done it. Pastor Boy, I'm sure you have done it too. And sometimes you sing in the spirit. Sometimes it is just hallelujah, hallelujah, loving God. Sometimes it is just words. And it comes in the form of hymns, some form of psalms and melody. And that's the one that will cause you to embrace the presence of God. That's the one that will cause you to walk in the presence of God, because that true worship, that spontaneous song that will come from inside, is inspired by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus a glory. Come on, put your hands together and Jesus, give Jesus a glory. From weakness to strength, from discouragement to courage, from despair to hopefulness, and that song will arise. This is called the shout of God, the shout of God inside of you. And friends, that's why Paul said this. Paul said so rightly in Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 1. I'd like to read verse 2 too. He said, I entreat you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a holy living sacrifice. Why? Which is your reasonable service. Holy living sacrifice, which is your reasonable worship. Hallelujah. Because God made you to be a worship person. Ratasa. It's a worship will arise from inside. Glory to God. It's far more reviving. It's far more revitalizing from hearing the worship songs of somebody else. It is the brand mark of the Holy Spirit inside of you. Come on, somebody say amen, please. That's why Proverbs says in Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart is not found in the Catholic Church. A merry heart is found in a place of true worship. Come on, somebody say amen, please. A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bone and causes people to become bitter, gossipers, and complainers. Hallelujah. If you have true worship, you got no time for anything else. Hallelujah. You become a house of worship. You know this guy? His name is George Herbert. He said this, he that lives in hope has spontaneous true worship brings hope. He said this, he that lives in hope dance without music. Kuratasata. I like that. Come on, somebody say amen, please. You know, friends, I'm sure I've gone through this too. In my most darkest moment, there will arise a song inside of me praising my Savior and reminding me that He has not left me. And He is with me, and He's with me is forever. And I arise in thanksgiving. I arise in worship. I arise in praise. And suddenly I realize I'm embracing the presence of God. Where the presence of God is, there's breakthrough, my friends. That's paradigm. 2 Corinthians 3:17. How many of you are watching this and you need breakthrough? Enter into true worship. Don't despise your singing. Don't despise your humming. Don't despise your bathroom singing. Sometimes God can speak to us. Come on, somebody say amen, please. You know, friends, the early church, I'm going to close. Those at home, can you prepare communion, please? Don't be distracted, please. Stay where you are. The early church, this is my observation, my humble observation of the early church. Probably the early church didn't have music. You know? They didn't have music styles and the bead. Today we have Sundit, we have Ryan, we have all those Ivy and who else, my friend? And Angie and all the guitarists and all the stylo, Milo and the beads we have. With humility, of course. I say with respect, okay? I saw once Derek playing guitar. Open his leg and play. I was wondering what highway is that. I thought Silk Road. No? And friends, they didn't have. Probably they didn't have talented musicians and worship leaders. Bard, they supplied their own lyrics from the inward life from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! And those songs came out and broke chains and fetters of prison door. they were continually filled with joy and the Holy Spirit, even during the time of persecution and opposition. Acts 13:52 tells me this. By this time, persecution has broke out. And look at this. And the disciples were filled with joy. True worship embraced the presence of his joy with the Holy Spirit. Whoa! And Pastor Boy and all those two of you are in the hall. This is what happened to the disciple Paul and Silas. Acts 16:25. Even in the prison house, with their feet in the stocks and their backs bleeding, Paul and Silas prayed and sang songs. And these songs were spontaneous lyrics that would come out of their inward being in spite of their persecution and pain. And through the intimacy they had with God, they brought out the shout of God. When the shout of God came, the prison doors were open. And that's what God is wanting to do to you. True worship is a password to your breakthrough. Friends, just for a second, let's look at how God embraces us with his love. Same modus operandi. When you're down and discouraged, how does God come through for us? Come on, let's see. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17. Look at this, how God embraces at all time. The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. Rejoice over you with gladness. How do you rejoice? Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. The song, he rejoices over you. And he will quiet you with his love. And he will rejoice over you with singing. With singing. Hymns, psalms, spiritual songs and melody, which you and I cannot hear, but our spirit man will respond to this and we will be awakened to the presence of God's love. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Could you please stand together with me? Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, beginning from today, let a spontaneous worship, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs begin to come out of us, and we will respond to it. We will respond to it, Lord Jesus. As we respond to it, we will embrace your presence, because you said in your word in Psalms 22 and verse 3, God dwells in the praises of his people. Teach us, Lord. Set us free. Wherever you are, at home, stand to your feet, please, and open your mouth and begin to praise God. Let it come from here. Come on, describe God in your life and begin to make a song out of it. Hallelujah. Rata Sata, Holy Spirit, just come. When the true worship begins, the devil will tremble. The enemy will flee. In your presence is fullness of joy, life forevermore, and favor on your right hand. Come on. Just begin to bring it out. Come on, everybody, Shadaraba Sunday. Come on, sing it out. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless you. I just worship you. Just hum a song. Come on, bring it out. Sing a song to the Lord. Bring a new song to the Lord. As you begin to sing, Kurata Satam, Rata Sata Rata, Shadaraba Sunday. Father, I just pray, break loose every inward person. He that is down and depressed, let it be broken loose in the name of Jesus, and let them begin to pray. Shadarabarata Satam. Hikuburutu Sata Rata Sata Shadarabasandai. Father, as we come to this communion table, let there be a spiritual song. Let our hearts begin to make song. Come on, do that. Do that. Let there be a song. Let there be a song. Come on. Hallelujah. Shadarabasandam. Shatarabasatam. Shadarabasatarata. Come on. Let the song rise up. Just before you prepare your communion. Come on. Come on. Heavenly Father, I like to sing this song. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I love you. Heavenly Father, I declare your grace. Come on. A song begin to rise. Shadarabaratasatarata satam. Thank you, dear Father. Our hearts are full of joy. And from today, as we begin to embark on true worship, let your presence embrace us. As I serve this communion, let all those who are sick and pain in the body be free. Every womb that need to conceive will conceive today. Every cancer growth that need to disappear will disappear today. Just like the sister who had an acceleration of deliverance of the spirit of heaviness, let the anointing just flow. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to ask you to prepare your communion right now while I'm preparing my communion.